bearer of some rather unfortunate news. Miss Keene is unable to attend to your instruction on account of the onset of a very sudden and unexpected illness. I am Mr. Green, your substitute teacher. All right, class. Now let's get down to business.
Sorry about that, kids. Just getting over a little cold myself. All right, now let's get down to business. If you pull out your nutrition assignment from yesterday, does anyone know what the four major food groups are? Yes, you there.
You're listening to the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth.
That's correct.
Selling me something I can get for free. Convince me that I'm winning. It ain't nobody spinning it. Lies, even you believe.
Will never be true.
Never be true.
Even if you
think
you're out of fools.
And if no one listens to you,
you disguise all you think, but the lies that you may tell are true. Tell the truth. You want all that you see, but you are.
Expect to have it all your way, trot out all your yesterdays until all your fools begin.
You see through the pain.
I see through you.
You tell your story every day.
And all you do.
And we know every word, we've heard it all. All the lines have been blurred up on the wall.
The only cure for your
Well, we're back for our last segment on the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation. My guest today is Mr. Bill Chaplin, of course, from Chicago, the band Fame, as well as the Sons of Chaplin. But today we're talking all about Bill's career, as well as Bill's brand new album, No Place Left to Fall. And we encourage everyone to get to Best Buy and Circuit City. August 4th is when the CD is coming out. You can currently get it if you're listening to this. Surf your way to iTunes and some internet sites and get that CD for yourself. Now just a few Chicago questions. Mainly the one is, have you brought any of your original music to the band Chicago or performing in Chicago, your songs?
Well, we don't. Chicago's kind of, we pretty much play the hits. We play the stuff that's really been on radio so that people recognize it. So you get that recognition thing. So, I mean, I've definitely written songs for the band and got them recorded over the years, but they're usually, very rarely are they the ones that end up on radio. Know what I mean?
Yeah. I
kind of let's do a little R&B. Diddy over here or something, and I'll sing occasionally something that's for the band that's a radio hit. Like Look Away was a big giant hit for those guys, and you know, I'll do that kind of stuff. But I mean, just in terms of songwriting, I usually bring in the stuff that's going to kind of fill out the album and make it a more interesting record, just to go into different directions.
Oh,
which is cool. I think it's great. I don't expect to be the hit writer for the band. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I could see that.
I got a couple of hits with other groups and other artists, but not with Chicago.
Oh. Okay, and now we understand, Bill, that you're now touring with Chicago, so you're doing all this touring, and then you're going to be touring for your solo career, so you're doing a lot of touring.
Yeah, recently. But the solo tour, really, I mean, right now it looks like a lot, but, I mean, there's, you know, it's probably going to end up being about 15, 16, you know, which is, you know, enough to really just get a groove going and have some fun, and, you know, do some driving, staying in some real cheap hotels, that kind of thing, a little different than what I'm used to doing.
Oh, okay.
It really should be fun. I don't think we're. I'm not gonna go out at the level that Chicago does. I mean, we go out for a month and a half at a time, and then get a week off and go for another month and a half. I mean, we don't fool around. We get right out there. Plus, we're going to the Far East this time around. I mean, in another month and a half or something, I think somewhere. So I haven't even looked at the itinerary, but I know that we're going to Japan and Philippines and I think Jakarta, Indonesia. Somebody told me, which is like, well, really?
Yeah.
Seems a little dangerous over there right at the moment.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's what's been decided to do, so that's what we're going to do. I just hope we have good security over that. So that's what really counts. Anyway, like that. So, you know, the solo record is the thing I'm kind of focusing on right now. Chicago's just in there doing what we're doing. There's some things never change, and Chicago being on the road is one of them.
Exactly. Now, I want to know, not Chicago, but I want to know, Bill, as far as your solo act, when that's coming to Chicago, when everyone here in this area could see your solo act.
Oh, I'd love to get there, but it's, you know, unless this, we're going to see how that, we're kind of, for this next tour, we're just kind of sort of putting our toe in the water, see how it feels, see how it's going. And if it looks like it's really going to, like it's going to fly in that neck of the woods, then we'll see about, we'll take a look at seeing if we can find some other time and some other space where we can go, where we can hop in and do something elsewhere, you know. I mean, I'd love to get off the West Coast, but, you know. Flown in a plane lately?
Yeah.
Bought a ticket lately?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah, that sounds good, Bill. And, yeah, we're mentioning that you're a keyboard extraordinaire and you're playing all these organs, and you prefer Hammond organs then.
Hammond organ is the I mean, there's a lot of synthesizers that get close, but none of them touch it. It's a giant, let's face it, it is a giant big piece of furniture on the stage, but there's something about it, it just really, really sounds just so sweet, warm, and thick, and it's just great. I love it. I love the instrument. And, you know, Hammond is, it was based out of Chicago. It was I can't remember, it was right outside of Chicago is where the Hammond Company is based. So, I mean, you know, back in the day, you know, every club on Rush Street had a Hammond, you know, had an organ trio in it, you know.
Right. So also we want to let everyone know now that you have a website, BillChamplin.com. Is that it? So people can find
Champlin,
out.
Yes, Champlin. So it's BillChamplin.net.
.net. There we go. Okay.
That's sure the one we want to go to. And then there's all the Bill Champlin music on MySpace and, you know, Facebook and all that kind of stuff. And also, if you're looking for any Sons of Champlin stuff, there's sonsofchamplin.com. And there's like a little store there of all the Sons records. And, so there's some, you know, I mean, I've checked them out. It's been a long time, but I've checked them out. There's some awesome records in there. You know, little gems that you usually don't, you're not going to find them in your local record store because there isn't a local record store. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. So Bill, I want to ask you, if you're at liberty to say, is there anything you could tell us that you're working on as far as the album's out, and we encourage everyone to get a copy now. Is the album available at your website, or how can we get this album?
We're probably going to put up a way we can do mail order. And there's download, there's iTunes download, that's been available for almost a year. This record's already been out in Europe and in Japan, and this is the first time we're putting it out in the United States. people can hear, you know, can get a copy of, because I know a lot of people don't particularly relate to download. You know what I mean? It's, you don't, there's no liner notes in a download, that kind of situation. So what we're looking at this point of the game is to try to get the actual record itself out, the CD itself out. Now, the CD also has a kind of a making of DVD as part of the package. So you're getting, you know, it's, there's your sort of electronic liner notes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there.
And that's kind of an extra that we threw in, and a friend of mine, Rod Simons, actually produced and put together the DVD for it. So that's an extra added little tidbit when the record comes out. And I'm sure that there will be, you know, we have a distributor, so I think it'll probably be, one would hope it would be available at, you know, Best Buy's, Targets, Barnes and Nobles, whatever those places are, you know. Or if you don't see them there, you can probably order them through whatever retail outlets are nearby, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure that's probably going to be in the ballgame. And if not, just go to any of the websites, and there'll usually be a link. You can hit the link and do a mail order or whatever. I think the record company is really setting up to be able to do that kind of thing.
Oh.
I was always a mail order guy. I like the Amazon stuff like that, you know. So you get it in the mail. That way you can open up the booklet and read who played what on what song, and all that kind of stuff to me is kind of important.
Yeah, exactly. And now, Bill, we want to ask you, you just finished this album. Are you planning another album? Are you busy enough?
Well, I'm pretty busy, but when I do get home, I've been co-writing with some friends and doing some pretty good demos of new stuff. So I mean, there's getting to be a little pile of new material waiting to be heard, you know, remixed and that kind of stuff. But there's a good, I got probably 8 or 9 things that I'm really proud of that are just sitting there waiting to go. So I think at some point in the game, I mean, I want to give this album enough of a chance to where people can hear it, you know. First of all, where people can hear about it, and then they can hear it.
Okay, Bill.
Which is why we're sitting here talking.
Exactly. We encourage everyone to check that out. Okay, Bill, we've come to the end of our visit here. Is there anything else we should know about this new album? And just to reiterate, is this album available as of this date in America? Is that it? Or?
I think the release date is August 4th.
Okay, August 4th. So we have to wait.
If you go to my website, there'll usually be blogs and you know, information and places to go, places where you can find it and all that kind of stuff. So either at my website, we'll probably sell them through sonsofchamplin.com. Well, you know, I think that we're going to try to make it as easily available as possible to anybody who wants it. But I think with retail in the kind of condition that it's in lately, I think that the best call would probably be go to the website and look for a mail order situation or even a download.
Okay, Bill.
Anybody likes download, it's already available on iTunes and Rhapsody and Amazon, that kind of thing.
Okay, so it's already available then on the internet. So if everyone listening to this can just surf, then where was that? iTunes, you say?
Yeah, iTunes is right there. You can download the whole album.
Oh, okay.
Place Left to Fall by Bill Champlin.
Okay, that sounds great. So any final thoughts for us, Bill?
Nothing except how's the weather there?
Well, actually, it's cool. It's like about 65, 70 degrees. So if you win,
I'm calling from San Jose, and I went out last night just to go to a movie, and it was like, wow, this feels like fall. It's summer already over. I couldn't believe what was going on. But maybe it's just a little moment before we get into it, because usually, I mean, right out here in San Jose, usually around this time of year, it's just sweltering, really hot.
Oh, so yeah, the weather's behaving itself, at least in.
Yeah, at some level, it's been really kind of very, very nice lately. So it's cool.
Okay, Bill.
Mike, thanks very much for having me on, and thanks to all the listeners for listening.
Okay, thanks so much. My guest has been Bill Champlin, and you've been listening to the Mike Kira Radio Program, Eye on the Nation, and catch us again next time.
There's always another mile still to be run. Your love has been here all.